I think effectively when we think about arid regions of the world, what we mean is areas of the world that receive a very small amount of rainfall. But to me, the word arid conjures up all sorts of other things. It conjures up plant and animal and insect adaptations to survival in an environment where rainfall is at a minimum.
And in a house like this, it must cover a huge area, a huge spread, a huge range.
Well, that was one of the big challenges about designing this glasshouse. We had to shrink the world's deserts into a very small space. And we set about doing that by dividing the glasshouse in two. We've got the old world and the new world. The old world being Asia and Africa, and the new world being the Americas. And we used different colours of stone to represent different deserts. For instance, we used granite to represent the Mojave Desert from North America. And then next to that, we've got red stone, which represents the Sonoran Desert from North America. And then if we walk further down, we'll find a large puddle with a toad on it. And that represents the ocean, among a whole host of other wonderful stories. But it represents the ocean. Because as you step over the puddle, you step into the old world, where we see golden sandstone representing Africa, and we see golden quartz representing Arabia and Madagascar. And we didn't include Australia and all its wonderful deserts, because really, that was just too much to put into this space.
And the range of plants, of course, very great. The range of problems inside here, do you have?
Well, the range of plants is very great, and that's quite a challenge, because we've got things from all sorts of different parts of the world, and not all the deserts are the same. And some things have wet seasons and dry seasons. So the management of the house as regards watering and irrigation is very much down to the member of staff that's looking after the glasshouse, and they have to have a good understanding of the plant's requirements. Other problems that we get nasty things like mealybug, and occasionally we get aphids, and we try to deal with these in the most environmentally friendly way possible. We're actually about to implement a large biological control program. We don't really use pesticides in the Royal Botanic Garden glasshouses to any great degree.
And my last thought, I'm told that, I haven't been in the desert, but I'm told at night it's remarkably cold.
It can be very cold in the desert, and that's quite a challenge, because we have warm temperatures during the day in the glasshouse, and we reduce the temperature at night, and you have to watch that you don't get too big a build-up of condensation, particularly in the winter, because these plants, of course, thrive on sunlight, and when they come to Scotland for 6 months of the year, they're suffering from SAD, seasonal adjustive disorder, just like we do. And you see them all sitting there in the winter feeling miserable and horrible. And when that happens, we have to be very careful about the temperature in the glasshouse. If we make it too high, then we get soft growth and we get all sorts of disease problems. So we've really got to keep them cool, almost in a state of dormancy in the winter.